Good afternoon, everybody. It is Friday, May 5th, and this is episode number 16 of the Small and Medium Business Strategy Cast, SMB for short. I'm your host, Steve Moore, and the background music for today is provided by MSFF, and the song is Brooklyn. For more on them, there will be a link in the show notes. This episode is actually part two of our conversation on the financial plan section of the business plan. In last episode, episode number 15, I talked about what goes into the financial plan and actually ended up getting a little carried away and went off on a little bit of a tangent talking about the use of the financial plan outside of the business plan. This is valuable information, but I'd like to kind of take a step back and look at the financials themselves and setting up financials in an Excel. As I mentioned in the last episode, I kind of assume everyone knows how to use Excel and understands what a financial plan is or what the financial statements are, the profit and loss, which is also known as the P&L or income statement, the balance sheet and cash flow. So I'm going to move on and talk about what I do when I set up the Excel for clients or for projects that I'm working on. And the first thing I do is I open up an Excel and I set up six sheets. Three of these sheets I use as internal documents for myself and the team of people working on the business plan, working on the company. And those three sheets are the assumptions, the startup costs, and the projections. The other three sheets are for financials, one sheet for the P&L, one sheet for the balance sheet, and another sheet for the cash flow. Now, the assumptions page is basically the big picture stuff. It's a text. It breaks down, you know, revenue, costs, etc. It's not detailed. It's, again, it's big picture. Example being, revenue in the first year will be $2 million and grow 10% a year. Sales of item A will be 300 units a month for the first year and 400 units a month the second year. Rent will cost around $5,000 a month. Stuff like that. So it's kind of the big picture to get everyone on the same page. The next sheet is startup costs. And this is not only for a startup business, but if you're in a division of a company and you're pitching a specific product, you know, what are the startup costs are involved? What is needed to get the business up and running or to get a product into production? Equipment, real estate, salaries, research and development costs. Those sort of things are kind of your startup costs before you actually get to a revenue point. And I like to include those on a separate sheet because some of these can be capitalized and fall into different places within the financial statement. That third sheet that makes up that first set of three internal documents is the projections. The way I do my projections is basically consider it a detailed profit and loss by month for the 3 years that are included in the financial plan. And I say detailed profit and loss because on your profit and loss statement, you're going to see a line for revenue or gross revenues, net revenue, however you'd like to set it up, but it's going to be this revenue number. On our projections, we're going to break down what is making up those revenues. For example, a product company may show major products or major product lines and show the sales by month and use the assumptions of growth by 10%, like we talked about before. So maybe, you know, back to product A, we sell 300 pieces a month. Year two, with the 10% growth, we sell 330 pieces a month. And you show that throughout for the 3 years. And not just revenue, your costs. You may have selling general administration cost line on the profit and loss, and the projection section can be broken down. Sales commissions, shipping, out samples, the cost of samples, whatever you want in your SGA will be detailed in your projection sheet. And then you just sum up for your profit and loss. And this goes back to what I was talking to in last episode about setting this up and creating links from sheet to sheet. So when you make a change in your projection, it automatically blasts out the financial statements. So those are the three internal documents. Now for kind of the internal slash external documents, because yes, you're going to be using them internally, but also these next three sheets are what you're going to use in the actual business plan. And that's your profit and loss is your first one. And I actually put three statements onto the sheet. I like to have the first statement or P&L statement as a 3-year annual. And this is just totaling from these other two statements that I put on. And one of the other ones is the first year by month, and the second and third year by quarter. So we have now three statements. And most of these items on the P&L are just sums from the projections page. The exceptions might be a tax calculation or an interest calculation that's coming over from the balance sheet, or is just a formula. The next two sheets are the balance sheet and the cash flow. And I break them up the same way I do the P&L. The annual first, which is just summations of the other two statements, and the other two statements on each sheet are a first year by month and a second and third year by quarter. And now we've got these six sheets built with everything put together. So now what actually goes into the business plan itself? How I like to create the business plan is I take the financial section of the business plan, I write up a couple page summary, the highlights, and I include in the write-up the actual three-year annual P&L, balance sheet, and cash flow, just the annuals. And I highlight the important things. I key on specifically industry-related information that people are looking for. If this is for a bank loan for, say, purchasing cars, I would highlight on where the car information is in the balance sheet and the P&L and the cash flow, and how different terms, interest rates, etc., can affect the cash flow and the balance sheet. And that's what I would mention in the write-up. If it's a product company, highlight on the key products in the write-up and then point to where those fall out into your annual statements. Now, the full financials that you created, those other sections, the annual, the bi-quarter, the bi-month, I put an appendix in the back. It's something an investor is going to want to look at. That's why you want to include it, but it's not something that you really need to include in the financial plan write-up. Just point to it and say, hey, this is where it is. And we've talked about that throughout creating the business plan, is that a lot of these little extra detail things, put them in the appendix. Say where it is, but try to keep the body of that business plan in the under 15 page range. Make it an easy read. Make it so someone wants to read it. And if they actually want the detail, it's also there for them in the appendix. And I'm already up to 8 minutes. This 10 minutes is going really quick. At this point, I would usually say what's in the next episode, but right now I don't know. And as you've noticed, there's been a big gap in the last three podcast, so I'm actually going to work on changing the format and come out with something new next week. It's still going to be same sort of topics for small, medium businesses, but I think I'm going to break things up a little bit different and do it in shorter segments that I then glue together. It's been very difficult for me to come sit down, put together the podcast, and then record it and get it the way I want and get it set up. So I need to find a better way so that I can put things out a lot quicker. As always, you can email your comments and questions to podcast@bizplanhelp.com. That's PODCAST at bizplanhelp, BIZPLANHELP.com. The show notes are located at bizplanhelp.com in the interactive section. That same page has links to subscribe to the XML feed or the iTunes feed, or of course you could search on this podcast in iTunes. To learn more about Eagle Strategy Group, go to eaglestrategygroup.com. And to hear more about the music that I use in the background for this episode, go to the Podcast Music Network. Links are also in the show notes. It's music.podshow.com. Thanks for listening to the Small and Medium Business Strategy Cast. Later.